Dave Moore on Today FM.
Actually, sitting across me is a little boot thing there. His name is Garen Noon. He's only a tiny young fella. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Listen, you're looking great.
Oh, thank you very much. So are you.
You've been busy.
I have indeed, yeah.
We'll get on to some of the reasons why you've been so busy in a minute. But if it's okay with you, let's start off with new music.
Yes, yes, indeed, yeah.
Like, this is very exciting. I don't know about you, but like, the first thing I ever saw Garen do was sing a song. Before I heard Follow Me, I'm Delicious, before I heard any hilarity, I heard this guy singing and I was like, who is this fella? And then later on, I heard all the other stuff. And I was
I found my true calling, which was shouting at cups of tea, reviewing spice bags, my true talent.
Your true talent is your voice and singing. And I was always kind of, how do I phrase this? Not disappointed is the wrong word, but just knowing that inside all of the hilarity and the reasons there were hundreds of thousands of followers and millions of views was also, when is he going to start singing and showing everyone? And you have done, and you've managed to kind of tell people that, no, there are other things going on here.
Yeah.
There's Westlife Support Dates happening.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be class.
I mean, what's the biggest gig, capacity-wise, you've done so far, do you think, like ballpark?
By myself or as a guest?
Like,
As a guest, it would be Robbie Williams in Crow Park. So, 90,000. But I only did one song, so...
Yeah, but you know, still, you were there.
Technically, I was basically just an overzealous audience member.
Okay. That's a very, very inappropriate way to put what was a brilliant performance. But happy birthday to you. It's Garen's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Garen. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, round of applause for Garen.
This is amazing. I haven't even seen my family yet because I only got back yesterday. So technically, my birthday hasn't started and I've already had two cakes. I had one in Africa 2 days ago. So I'm doing well. I could do three cakes this year.
That is impressive. Three cakes in one birthday would be very impressive.
Thank you so much.
We must sing a different song to you as well because we got approached by a listener about a bit over a year ago and she had a theory that obviously it's your birthday, we sing happy birthday. But what if you were worked here in the office and you were leaving? And there's no leaving song. Or if you just got a new car, there's no song for you. Or if you got a promotion, so she gave us a song, and it goes like this. Shannon will sing it with me because we know it well.
Let's celebrate your day. We are here for you. Let's celebrate your day. It's all about you.
Ooh, I like that one. That one strokes the ego a bit more. Because happy birthday is just anyone can have a birthday.
Yeah,
this is saying the day is all about me.
All you, yeah,
I'm going to start singing that one, I think.
Thank you to our listener for sending that in. Okay, let's talk about the fact that you've got a song called Highwayman.
Yes.
It is a Jimmy Webb tune.
Yes, indeed it is.
What does it mean to you? Because people don't tend to cover songs unless, you know, there's a good reason.
Yeah, so this is one of my favourite songs of all time, Highwayman. I've been playing it since I was like, probably 10, 11 years old, since I first learned to play the guitar. Just, I always loved country music. I love pretty much everything Jimmy Webb has ever written. So, and then a couple of years ago, I did a cover of it, and people seemed to like it. So, said, well, maybe we should release that one. It's one of my favorite songs. People like it. So,
when you did the original cover, was it just you and the guitar?
It was just myself and the little acoustic guitar.
Right, okay, so then this is a bit more of a production. So, how do you decide, you know, how this is going to go from a production point of view, from a, I don't know, from an instrumentation point of view, from an arrangement point of view? Is that in collaboration with someone else, or is this, no, hang on, this is my vision, I know what I want, I just need facilitators around me?
Yeah, well, I did it with Gavin Glass, and we kind of all got in a room, me and a few much more talented musicians than myself, and we played through it a few times. I kind of went through my acoustic version of it, and then we came up with something together as a musical love unit, and thought it sounded delicious. So,
good name for a band, Garen Noon and the Musical Love Unit.
I'm
just going to throw that out.
Might go with that.
Gavin Glass is an amazing musician, engineer, producer. I donated a baby grand piano that we had in my house to Gavin Glass's studio.
Oh.
I don't know if it's still there. It definitely was for a good while. Because we had young kids, and frankly, my wife just kept having stress dreams about the kids sitting underneath the grand piano, which was completely safe and all the rest.
Yeah.
But it was just like, we just need to get rid of the grand piano. So then I didn't want to bin it because it was perfectly good. It was a baby grand that I got it for like 300 quid in England on eBay. And a guy just like shipped it over, I think, for another 100 quid or whatever. It was ridiculous. But it sat perfectly in this weird kind of bit we have in our living room. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have a living room that deserves a baby grand. It's just a semi-detached house in the housing estate. But it just fit in this little corner. And I loved it. But then she was stressing about it the whole time. And I was like, you know what? We'll just get rid of it. So,
well, next time I'm there, I must check and see if it's there. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in his house, not in the studio part of his house, he'd made me incredible sandwiches. So I was very fixated on said incredible sandwiches.
Can you give us a description of what was...
I was there for a couple of days. Okay, so there was a number of sandwiches were had.
Gavin Glass makes good sandwiches.
Well, it's part of his service, I believe. Absolutely incredible lunches.
Records your music impeccably, offers you a range of instruments and makes incredible sandwiches.
I mean, can you beat that?
No, you can't, in fairness. And the great thing is that because country music has had such a resurgence of late and it's become so, I guess, culturally relevant, you know, from artists like Taylor Swift's kind of initial couple of albums, and she obviously has morphed into a more pop version of herself, although the new song we'll play before 12 o'clock from Toy Story is very much getting back into the country vibes. But then you think about Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley, like Luke Combs. These are artists who are selling out unbelievably huge shows all around the world, particularly in Ireland.
Yeah.
So now maybe even 3 years ago, that would have sounded a bit weird on Today FM. Do you know what I mean? To a different artist. Whereas now it's like, that fits perfectly.
I think so. And I think a lot of it comes from young people on like TikTok. There's a big resurgence of young people getting into the old songs. They love the storytelling on the old songs. And like when I was a kid, we didn't care.
No.
We just wanted them to sing about going out tonight and hear a beat. And that was it.
But things are definitely different. And I think that era of country, as you said, maybe, you know, there have been peaks of country, you know, where there's been points in time where it's been really relevant and really huge. Mm-hmm. And maybe, well, I'm talking maybe from Ireland's point of view, because I think country has lived in America, you know, that Americana country has lived. No matter what happens, that's relevant.
Yeah.
But I guess in terms of the Billboard Hot 100, in terms of the UK charts and the Irish charts, there are times when it really finds a home. And right now we're in the middle of one of them. So Garen Noon doing Highway Man makes perfect sense.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for playing up.
Not at all. Is there an album to come, do you think? Or is this like just a one-off and see how it goes? Is there going to be EPs? Are you going to do the modern thing?
Oh, yeah.
Just constantly dropping songs?
Yeah, I've got loads of stuff. Like even, there's been original songs that I've put clips up of before that I just, like, to be honest with you, reviewing Cups of Tea went a lot better than I expected, and I got much busier with it than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
So I just didn't really have time to finish it, but it's a big goal for me this year to finish a lot of that music, get it out there, just for myself, you know. If people don't want to listen to it, that's fine, but, you know, for me, it'll be a huge thing.
I love that attitude, because I think a lot of times, you know, there is a pressure, whether it's from within or from somewhere else, that it must be commercially this, or it must be that this number of views, this number of plays, this number of, but ultimately when you do something like an art, whatever that art form is, whether it's, you know, painting or music or writing or whatever, the joy is in the doing, the joy is in the creation. And then if people love it, that's an extra bonus, but like ultimately you're doing it for yourself, right?
Well, one of the biggest gifts for me from having the social media stuff become a bit of a success is that I don't have to pay the bills with the music now. So I get to just do what I want to do, how I love to do it, and do it for myself. So,
brilliant.
I mean, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Speaking of doing things for yourself, you did things for other people recently. You travelled to Africa, to the equator, because you were working with Hope on Wheels. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So we went, we brought ambulances up to Uganda. So, and it's kind of hard to transport ambulances in Africa, so we basically had to drive them. They came in Mombasa in Kenya, so then we drove the whole way through Kenya up into Uganda, and they were being delivered to hospices there. So.
And are these retired Irish ambulances?
Yes, they are indeed, yeah. So when the ambulances get retired, they're basically just bound for the scrapyard. They do nothing. But there's a massive need for these kind of vehicles in other countries, and you know, what better place than to send them to hospices. So
yeah, so I suppose we're fortunate enough to live in a country where, you know, they're replaced by modern and you know, with the newest best features, but ultimately they're still very good functioning ambulances that will do an unbelievable life saving or life caring job elsewhere.
Yeah, so because of the way I suppose it works, they have to be retired after about 10 years,
right?
And then it's a new batch. But a 10-year-old ambulance is still a very modern, completely capable thing. So why shouldn't it be getting used doing something?
So how many kilometres would you say you travelled?
I think we did about 1,400 kilometres, something like that.
Okay.
So it was a nice old drive.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Stop for a tea or here and there. So tell us then, have you been to Africa before? Is this the first
time? Never. I'm not very well travelled. So I've been a couple of places in Europe, and then I used to do some gigs in UAE. In Irish pubs. That's it.
Right.
I haven't really been.
So this is a big journey then.
It was huge. Yeah, I didn't leave my house for a long time. So it was huge for me. Yeah,
no, I'd say so. I mean, listen, you've publicly spoken about the suffer from agoraphobia. So to be brave enough to not only get to the UAE and to Europe and do gigs and even leave your house, you're now traveling to an entirely different continent.
Yeah.
And taking on the challenge of transporting these ambulances this distance for an unbelievable cause. But that's an amazing thing to do. And from your point of view, what was the feeling like of handing these over?
Yeah, it was amazing. So we got to visit a few of the hospices on our way. So we were driving to Kampala, and we were going to be handing them to the Ministry of Health, and then they're going to distribute them to the hospices. But we got to visit a lot of the hospices that were going to get the ambulances beforehand. So I had met a lot of the kids who were, you know, going to be, you know, getting treated in these ambulances, and, you know, the conditions are not what we have over here. A lot of people don't even receive care. So to have met the people and seen how in need they are, and then to be able to hand them over and know where they're going was just the most amazing experience.
It was incredible. And is having travelled like you have then, is Africa somewhere you might want to revisit at some point? Would you go back and do something else?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, we drove through most of Kenya. Kenya is a gorgeous country. We drove through most of Uganda as well, and just a beautiful country. The people are so nice as well. Like, we would get out in these random villages and step out, and nearly the whole village would come up to you and say, oh, what are you doing? Why are you here? Where are these ambulances going? It's unbelievably friendly, and people have nothing, but they'd want to offer you something to eat, or it's just one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
That is 100%. Amazing. I love that. Anyone shout at you, come on here and review my cup of tea, Garn? No, I've got a breakfast.
Actually,
needs
one
abuse.
Person did find
did
me
they?
Over there. Yeah,
no
yeah.
Way.
Yeah, they were part of the handbook. So the GAA actually does a fair bit in Africa.
That's right.
And one of the things they do is they have a handball team over there. And one of the guys who helps with the handball team, who is Kenyan himself, yeah, I believe, he had seen the videos.
No!
So I was absolutely thrilled with that.
That's so good.
And I got a good few videos of some of the villages and stuff that we stopped in, of them saying mayo for Sam. So that was a huge highlight as well.
Okay, this
and
is incredible.
And we visited a school. There was a school where a lot of the poorer kids go. And so I got a video of about, I don't know, 100, 220 school kids shouting mayo for Sam with everything they had. It's great.
It could be the thing. It could be the thing this year that tips it over the edge.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Well, listen, you can catch Garen supporting Westlife. You're doing loads of the Dublin dates. Are you doing Belfast as well?
No, just Dublin.
Just Dublin. Yeah. Just Dublin. Okay.
The 10th to the
10th to the 16th?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th and 16th. You will catch Garen supporting the brilliant Westlife in the Three Arena. Enjoy it. Highwayman will definitely be on the bill.
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. Garen, thanks so much for coming in. Happy birthday.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
it.
In.
Thank
All
you.
Right, see you later. Dave Moore on Today FM.